The Parables, Week 2, The Church from Planting to Harvest, Day 6, The Parables of the Hidden Treasure, the Pearl of Great Price, the Net, and the Householder. Matthew 13, verses 44 to 52. Again, the kingdom of the heavens is like treasure hidden in the field, which a man finding, he hides, and from the joy of it goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of the heavens is like a man, a merchant, seeking goodly pearls, who, finding one very precious pearl, went away and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of the heavens is like a sen, which is a net, cast into the sea, and gathering of every kind, which, when it was full, they brought it up to the shore, and sitting down, collected the good into vessels, and cast out the bad. So shall it be in the consummation of the age. The angels shall come forth, and shall separate the wicked from the midst of the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus says to them, "Have you understood all these things?" They say to him, "Yes, Lord." And he says to them, "On account of this, every scribe instructed for the kingdom of the heavens is like a man and a householder who puts forth out of his treasure things new and old." Concerning buying, we read in Arcana Celestia 53:74 that to buy signifies appropriation therefrom, is evident from the signification of buying as being to procure for oneself, thus to appropriate. Procuring and appropriating spiritually takes place by means of good and truth, as in these parables of the treasure and of the pearls. Concerning pearls, we read, Apocalypse Explained 10:44, pearls signify the knowledges of good and truth. The kingdom of the heavens means both heaven and the church. The merchant means those who acquire for themselves the goods and truths through which heaven and the church come. Pearls signify the knowledges of good and truth, for these are the truths of the natural man. The one precious pearl means the knowledge respecting the Lord and his divine. Going away, he sold all that he had and bought it, signifies to reject what is one's own or proprium, to receive life from the Lord. Concerning casting a net, we read in Apocalypse Explained 5:13, the separation of the good and the evil is here likened to a net cast into the sea, bringing together every kind of fish, for the reason that fishes signify natural men in respect to knowledges and cognitions, and in the consummation of the age, or at the time of the last judgment, such are separated from one another. For there are good natural men and bad natural men, and the separation of these in the spiritual world has the appearance of a net or dragnet cast into the sea, bringing together the fish and drawing them to the shore, and this appearance is also from correspondence. This is why the Lord likens the kingdom of the heavens to a net bringing together the fish, that the separation of the good from the evil presents this appearance. It has been granted me to see. Concerning the furnace of fire, we read in Apocalypse Explained 5:40, evidently here in Matthew, a furnace of fire means the hells. The consummation of the age is the last time of the church when judgment takes place. The that the evil must then be separated from the good and be cast into hell is signified by the angels shall gather all things that cause stumbling and them that do iniquity, and they shall sever the wicked from the midst of the righteous and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. Hell is called the furnace of fire because it appears to be on fire from the loves of self and the world. That hell fire signifies torment from these loves may be seen in the work Heaven and Hell. And concerning the gnashing of teeth, we read in Apocalypse Explained 566, gnashing of teeth in the hells means continual disputation and combat of falsities with each other and against truths, and thus of those who are in falsities, joined with contempt for others, enmity, jeering, derision, blaspheming. These also burst forth into attempts to tear each other in pieces, for everyone fights for his own falsity from love of self, of learning, and of fame. These disputations and contests are heard outside of these hells as gnashings of teeth. They are also turned into gnashings of teeth when truths flow in there out of heaven. Questions and comments. Number one, the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price in the literal sense seem to be about how what we buy shows what we value. In the spiritual sense, these parables may help us reflect on how much we value the kingdom of heaven. Number two, what similarities do you see between the parable of the net and the parable of the wheat and the tares in both the literal and spiritual senses?